Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a podcast that is going through 31 days, spending a day on a verse or passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled, honored, and blessed that you would take time out of your life to spend here with me. With that said, let's go ahead and jump right in. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Another balancing act that takes tremendous care not to fall too far to one side or the other. By having a plan to go forward, it's a very good thing. Can also cause very good things. It helps you avoid wasting time, valuable time, because you have taken the time to figure it out beforehand. But you can't be more concerned with tomorrow's planning than you are in the experiences of today. Do not boast about tomorrow. Usually, when somebody is boasting about the future, it involves one of two things: either making more money or the future of their abilities and talents, etc. Imagine being a farmer who knows, one of you boys may actually grow up and be a farmer, and all you're concerned about is tomorrow and how much more you'll plan, or the next planting season and expanding even to even more land. But tomorrow could be a rain day that doesn't allow any more planting. Or the next growing season may have a surplus market of a crop that you're planning on growing more of. So it would be nonsense to follow through with it because of the price being so low. Or maybe you're a day trader, convinced that tomorrow the stock will go up, and you hold overnight and a catastrophic event happens in the company that you held because of your certainty of tomorrow. The stock tanks and you are forced to sell at a loss. Don't put everything into your hope for tomorrow. You don't know what a day may bring. As in my previous examples, the unpredictability of tomorrow is easy to see. We have no idea what is going to happen with the remainder of today, much less tomorrow. The book of James has something to tell us about this as well. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there, trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance, and such boasting is evil. Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. There are some good lessons found in this passage from James, which is one of my favorite books, by the way. In verse 15, we see that your planning has to be focused on God and His kingdom. I believe this is a David Jeremiah quote. He said, "A man of God in the will of God is immortal until his work is done." Be focused on God and His kingdom, because that's what's lasting. To plan your life without God in the middle of it is arrogance. And since you know the right thing to do, if you avoid doing it, it is sin. Story time. I am a planner and a dreamer. I can really dream up some big plans too. And if I'm not careful, these new ideas that come to me will rush in and consume all of my time. But I've noticed a problem. As I'm writing this, you boys are 2.5 and 3 days old. And I have to be very careful not to let my planning for the future interfere with my today. I do not want to be so focused on my dreams that I miss out on the time that I have today to be with you guys or your mom. Just because God gives me a vision doesn't mean I get to check out of my responsibility as your dad, with all the burdens and joys that come with being a dad. The dream, if it is in the will of God, will find a way with planning. But I am called to lead this family before I do anything else. And leading takes place today, therefore tomorrow will have to wait its turn. So what's the takeaway? Do not place your hopes in the future. Instead, use today to work towards the future that God has called you to. Takeaway 2. Tomorrow is uncertain. We do not know what will happen, but we can live in the here and now. Number 3. Planning is fine, but be sure that your planning puts God smack in the middle of any and all plans that you make. I pray that as you've listened to this one-sided conversation from me to my sons, that God took something I said today and spoke to you, and that He protected me from saying anything foolish and protected you from hearing anything foolish or being led astray by something that I have said. As we go our separate ways, remember this: our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that's required of us is to trust Him. Have a great day.